Located on Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis, the Salt Cave is Minnesota's first and only therapeutic salt cave. This man-made cave consists of 20,000 pounds of historic Himalayan crystal salt. The salt cave is like walking into a giant salt sandbox. There are 8,000 pounds of salt on the walls and ceiling and 12,000 pounds of salt on the ground. The Salt Cave Minneapolis was created to help relieve allergy symptoms, asthma, stress and anxiety, and other ailments. Owner Scott Wirtkin built the Salt Cave in July of 2012 to help alleviate his own family's health issues.
My wife and I have both had sinus surgery, and my son has struggled with asthma growing up. And we saw something on the news about salt therapy in Florida, and we were intrigued, and we decided to come back and try it for ourselves, and there wasn't something like that here. We were able to find out all about salt therapy and whether or not it was a viable option for people like myself and my son and everybody else in Minnesota.
The salt used in the Salt Cave is millions of years old. The Himalayan salt is imported from the Kahura salt mine in Pakistan. Not only is the cave itself made of salt, but pharmaceutical-grade salt is ground up into microparticles and circulated through the cave by a specialized air generator. When inhaled, the salt helps clear blockages and improves lung functioning.
You take your shoes off and you go into the cave and you relax in zero-gravity chairs with the overhead lights off, so it's kind of dark. And you can bring your own music, you can bring a book if you decide to. We kind of discourage technology. We really want to make it relaxing. Well, the salt absorbs water. Whenever there's a really salty environment next to a less salty environment, it'll draw out liquid and it should help congestion, mucus drain out of you. And that can in turn help with draining allergies, you know, getting rid of whatever is on your lungs, which might be triggering asthma. People who are congested might leave coughing with stuff draining and stuff loosening, kind of breathing better, feeling clear, as well as being able to relax and not do anything and be stress-free for 45 minutes, I think is also kind of the underrated side of the Salt Cave.
The Salt Cave offers salt therapy sessions to help improve one's physical health and mental health as well. Group yoga, a children's story time class, a guided meditation, and Reiki classes are also offered in the Salt Cave.
My name is Sarah Gebicki, and I teach meditation classes, and I also offer Jikiden Reiki Reiju, which is a form of energy healing, and it works with healing the physical body. And I do that out of Salt Cave, Minnesota. Reiki means universal energy, and it is a way to access this qi, or qi, as it is in Chinese, which is universal energy, and bring it into the body. So it helps clear up toxins in the body. It helps with pain management. It helps to release some emotions that might be causing some physical pain in the body. So it really helps with balancing the body from both an emotional and a physical state. What we've noticed with our Reiki practitioners when they come to Salt Cave is they really like how relaxing it feels to be in that space. They notice that it opens up their sinuses, it helps with their allergies. Some of them have even noticed with their skin conditions. So while they are receiving healing energy from practicing Reiki, they're also having the benefits of being in the Salt Cave and receiving that for their health as well.
If you can allow yourself to relax, the cave is a good place to take your mind off of things. It doesn't feel like Minneapolis anymore. It feels like somewhere different, and that should help change the chemistry to help you find a deeper state of relaxation, which in turn should affect the breathing and therefore enhance the benefits of the cave.
Visit the Salt Cave Minneapolis at 4811 Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis, or check them out online at www.saltcaveminnesota.com. For KFAI, I'm Katie Giselle.
Thousand Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.